And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 24th of July, 2014. It's the birthday of Alexandre Dumas, born in Villers, Carteret, France, 1802, who wrote swashbuckling adventure novels like The Three Musketeers, The Count of Monte Cristo, which were serialized in newspapers to generate new subscriptions. It's the birthday of John D. MacDonald, the mystery novelist, born Sharon, Pennsylvania, 1916, famous for his novels featuring Travis McGee, a beach bum detective, lives on a houseboat that he won in a poker game. It's the birthday of the poet, novelist Robert Graves, born Wimbledon, 1895. Robert Graves, who said, "Poetry is practical, a practical, humorous, reasonable way of being ourselves, of never acquiescing in a fraud, of never accepting the second rate in poetry, painting, music, love, friendships." It's the birthday of Amelia Earhart, born Atchison, Kansas, 1897. She became a pilot. She was the first person to fly from California to Hawaii. She was attractive, she was well-spoken, so the aviation industry used her as a symbol to reassure women that flying was safe. But unfortunately, on her second attempt to fly around the globe, she disappeared at the Central Pacific, somewhere near the international dateline. It's the birthday of Zelda Fitzgerald, born Zelda Sayre, Montgomery, Alabama, 1900. She met F. Scott Fitzgerald at a military dance when he was stationed in Montgomery. Zelda said he smelled like new goods, and they went on their first date on this day, her birthday, 1918. Years later, in a letter, she wrote, "The night you gave me my birthday party, you were a young lieutenant and I was a fragrant phantom, and it was a radiant night, a night of soft conspiracy, and the trees agreed that it was all going to be for the best." And it was on this day, 1847, that Brigham Young led his Mormon people into the valley of the Great Salt Lake. He had gotten sick on the journey. He was being carried, lying prostrate in a wagon. But when they got to the edge of the mountain, the wagon stopped. And according to legend, Brigham Young was able to describe the scene below without looking. And then he sat up and looked and said, "This is the right place. Drive on." Here's a poem for today by Raymond Carver, "What the Doctor Said." He said, "It doesn't look good." He said, "It looks bad, in fact, real bad." He said, "I counted 32 of them on one lung before I quit counting them." I said, "I'm glad. I wouldn't want to know about any more being there than that." He said, "Are you a religious man? Do you kneel down in forest groves and let yourself ask for help? When you come to a waterfall, mist blowing against your face and arms, do you stop and ask for understanding at those moments?" I said, "Not yet, but I intend to start today." He said, "I'm real sorry." He said, "I wish I had some other kind of news to give you." I said, "Amen." And he said something else I didn't catch, and not knowing what else to do and not wanting him to have to repeat it and me to have to fully digest it, I just looked at him for a minute, and he looked back. It was then I jumped up and shook hands with this man who'd just given me something no one else on earth had ever given me. I may have even thanked him, habit being so strong. What the Doctor Said by Raymond Carver, from All of Us, Collected Poems, published by Harville Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app. Available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.